Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. You know how hard it is to find a free parking spot in Manhattan? Well, now, incredibly, there's a push in many areas to eliminate free parking altogether. This could be a trend for the rest of the city. John Montone joining us live with what's going on here, John.
Yeah, Glenn, claiming free parking subsidizes the car culture. There is a movement afoot that says you park, you pay. But some people who live here on the Upper West Side or work here say, no way.
Like, I don't want to pay rent for myself and pay rent for my car, if that makes sense.
If I park in the garage, I have to pay $40, $50 a day. So why I come to work?
While working overnight, Dominic says he parks here for free. And back home in Sheepshead Bay, he also parks for free. And he says if that ever changes, he'll pack his pickup truck and leave town.
This city's becoming too expensive to live in. A lot of people are going to start to move out of the city.
John Montone, 1010 Winds, parked for free, for now, on the Upper West Side.
After a weekend where dozens of cars in Bay Ridge were keyed or had their tires slashed, it's happened again, at least four more tire slashings Tuesday near the area of Shore Road. State Senator Andrew Gonarda spoke with us and says after meeting with cops, they believe it's one person that's the suspect. There's no pattern, no reason, completely random, it seems.
No pattern, you know, any type of cars getting hit, any make or model, there's no pattern here. And, you know, they're just using every tool at their resources at their disposal to continue to track down, track every lead they get. They have a couple of leads that they're working on.
As that investigation goes on, residents like Denise Dernan spoke with Channel 11. Hasn't happened to her car yet.
I mean, I'm happy it's not my car, and I'm very sad for the other people, but, I don't really have much to say about it because it didn't happen to me, but hopefully they catch the dirtbag that's doing it.
Governor Cuomo has directed the New York State Police Hate Crimes Task Force to help track down whoever stabbed an Orthodox Jewish man in Muncie yesterday as he was walking to synagogue. Roger Stern has the update from Rockland County this morning for us. Roger?
Glenn, here in this ascetic community, people are scared, scared it could happen to them. Hannah has a relative who lives right where the attack took place.
It's very frightening just because it's such a quiet, safe neighborhood, and like having my children go out and not knowing what's going to happen to them. It's very, very sad.
Ramapo Police Chief Brad Wydell considers this an attempted murder.
He was approached from behind by at least one or maybe more individuals, and he was assaulted and stabbed more than once.
The police chief not ready to call this a hate crime. They have not determined a motive. The critically injured victim is a 29-year-old married teacher with young children. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Muncie.
Well, it's happened again. An MTA employee assaulted by a passenger here in the city, this time a conductor. The Coney Island F train slapped in the face by a teenager about 7 p.m. last night as the train was headed out of the 7th Avenue station. The suspect got away. Pretty immediate response, at least in terms of a statement from the MTA and Transit President Andy Byford, who says, assaults on transit employees are unacceptable and outrageous. We are cooperating with the NYPD in this investigation and expect prosecution of any perpetrator to the full extent of the law. The conductor taken to Methodist Hospital will get treatment for bruising. Syracuse University holding a campus meeting last night after a series of racial incidents over the last couple of weeks. The meeting was loud, chanting, many students walking out in protest.
I would ask the folks to please give this opportunity to respond. We hear you. We hear you.
There's the Syracuse University chancellor saying we hear you, admitting the school, though, fell short in its response. Those students walking out after the chancellor, Ken Severud, refused to sign off on a student group's demands that included his resignation. as well as those of three other high-ranking university officials. Here's one student, a junior.
We refuse to cease our occupation until our demands are met in their totality. All power to the students.
Now, four Syracuse students have been suspended for taking part in a racist verbal attack on a female African-American student last week. 10 others given what's being called appropriate discipline, whatever that might be. Search party organized yesterday for a Monmouth County, New Jersey woman not seen in 3 weeks now. The family of Stephanie Parze had hundreds of people helping yesterday as they fanned out in wooded areas of Freehold. That's where the 25-year-old last seen October 30th after a night out. Now, the single person of interest in her disappearance, on-again, off-again boyfriend John Asbiljan, was released from jail 2 days ago while he awaits trial in possession of child pornography charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.